This is a course I share with Sophie. It's called Worldviews. The students don't see this part. They see this part. Okay, so this is their schedule. These are the things they need to read and the things they need to do.
Now, the students in your class and in Sophie's class, it seems so vague now, she showed me something similar, right? But they don't see the exact same thing, right?
They don't see the exact same thing. They don't see this.
The students, but do Sophie's students see your exact same website?
Yes.
Oh, wow. So it is the website that's shared between the two of you.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. This is it. It's not a website. This is in DeckClick. This is our activity, and it's a joint activity. There's two teachers, and you can either do, if you say you want to mail, I can mail to all the students, or I can do the Vanya section or the Setsil section. Or I can go individually to any one of these. And see, these are them all mixed together. That's hers, 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 mine, hers, mine, 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 hers, mine. Okay?
Wow.
Isn't that neat?
That's incredible.
So this is their schedule. That's the kids. And then this is where you can put marks, but we haven't got good enough to do that yet.
I see.
This is a content page, and we're still learning how to do this stuff. Sophie did this, and she couldn't figure out how to go back and do it again, and neither did I. But then we got better, and we did. Here it is. This is something we did just this week. So this is an exercise they're going to do tomorrow. So as part of their world group, that's Sophie there, and that's me there. This is when she and John, what's his name, Mick something from Vanier, came and Finette de Téléprésence. A virtual window that you can see behind here.
She was explaining it.
Like a screen for showing slides.
Right.
And that you pull down, and in the middle of it, there's a camera. So you're looking into their classroom, and they're looking back at you.
Which is really fun.
It's really neat. Unfortunately, they haven't got the technology.
Do you have that? No, but isn't it that you had a different brand than she
did? That's the smart board.
Oh, right.
There's two different things there that we're talking about. A smart board, it's like a whiteboard, but that's a computer screen.
Right.
And the pen that you write with is computer sensitive. And you can have, I can show you that on mine because I've got a mini thing. Or she maybe showed you that. I don't know.
She didn't show me. Okay. She didn't show me.
Okay. I don't actually have the board, but the software is installed on my computer. I just got that a couple weeks ago. She has got her smart board going. We have Prometheus. It's a different brand. But
right.
She can save her stuff as Prometheus.
Right.
So it will work out okay. But this other thing, we both have all the component parts. They haven't been able to get it up and going yet. There's a Macintosh brain that runs it all, and that took forever. It took like 2 months to get here. So everything else they had, they just got the brain. Are we doing okay?
Yeah, we're doing okay.
Okay. They just got the brain, and so we're hoping, but then we go on March break next week.
Right.
And they go on March break the week after, they have a ped day, and then they have March break the week after that, so... It's going to be tough. 3 weeks I'm going to meet, so that's sad.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough. Yeah. Well, can you get your students to meet?
Virtually?
Yeah.
We can. We can still send them email things and have them keep doing things. So that will work, yeah. But it's just too bad because there's only 50 weeks, and we missed the first and the last maybe more than that, because we started before them. Okay, so this is an assignment from Sophie. From me. I did this week, or actually on Friday, I think. So they have to create a character. The course is Worldviews. It's a humanities course. They're trying to understand that they have a specific way of looking at things that affects how they do things. Okay, and the first step is sort of seeing that you have a worldview, and then the next step is seeing that your worldview might not be exactly the same as my worldview. And then the third step is, what do you do when they clash? So
right.
That's sort of our three blocks. So we're in the middle stage. We're looking at other worldviews. So they're divided up into the continents. Each group is the name of a continent. And so there are
that's
seven
fun.
Groups. Yeah. All right, that was one of, I can't remember, this Mark or Zoltz ideas. Instead of saying group 1, 2, 3, 4, you say, or even ABCD, you give them vegetables or...
Right.
Colors, or, you know, just, it's kind of goofy, but it's kind of just like...
Well, the continents are similar.
Persona and answers questions about worldview from their perspective. So, for example, the Hawaii group, they have to figure out where they are, some specific situation, a coffee shop, whatever, and they've already done some steps leading up to this particular day. For example, in Hawaii, a surfer, a Hawaiian native grandfather, a Hawaiian native teenager, a businessman, a couple of tourists, a pineapple farmer, they're stuck in a small boat while the captain tries to fix the engine. They strike a conversation about death because the waves are huge. Start by working your group, and then they each have to do a personality. And then I went on the web. They have to answer at least 12 questions, choosing from these different questions. There's way more than 12, so they don't have to answer all of them.
Right.
They have to choose 12, and that sort of works up a paragraph about their person.
Now, how do they send these to you? They answer these questions?
Those actually tells them to put it on to discussion groups. Discussion groups is the thing... Sorry, I'm not in the right thing. That they've used the most.
Now, you're on the server of DeckClick at this point.
That's right. Sorry, that's why sometimes it's slow. Sorry, I need to go to Worldviews. Okay, these are their discussion groups. So, cafeteria, this is the only one that counts for marks. Although we look at how much they've posted and everything, this is the really important one. So, this is a film we watched, Mambo Italiano, that was sort of to get the Montreal perspective. Have you ever seen it?
I know of it.
Okay,
yeah.
Yeah. It was the choice of Sophie in her class to sort of, because we watched first Seducing Dr. Thomas, and so this was to give that more city idea.
Right.
And about a third of her class, I think, are sort of ethnic background. A lot of kids with Italian names, but Greek names, and also kids from everywhere. I mean, you saw the names.
Arab
names and Lebanese and Portuguese. There's kids whose parents come from the Azores and, you know, lots of Chinese kids. And there's that sort of intergenerational thing. It's probably less for their generation than maybe the one before. You know what I mean? The kids of the immigrants.
Right.
Although there are also kids of immigrants here, but sometimes now this is like third generation
right.
already.
Right, the parents are already
assimilated. The parents had the tougher thing. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So anyway, that's kind of fun. These other ones are... Yeah, I think I did. Anyway, it's a textbook that has readings in it, and they have to answer questions on here. So they have to read it, and they have to answer some questions, and then they have to go back and respond to other students' answers.